With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An uneasy calm pervades Los Angeles at this hour.
Officials are watching and waiting to see if protests will form for yet a fourth day here in downtown Los Angeles, as protests Sunday devolved into violence with the burning of several autonomous vehicles. Protesters walked down an on-ramp blocking the 101 freeway for a time till the CHP moved them back. Downtown walls are marked with graffiti. Fireworks were launched and rockin' bottles were thrown. National Guard troops are in Los Angeles, called in by President Trump, and other Marines from Camp Pendleton were being readied to be deployed if needed. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
It could take days to clear the debris from burned cars and to clean off or paint over graffiti sprayed on City Hall and other buildings near the detention facility. High-level delegations from the United States and China are meeting in London for trade talks.
China wants better access to the software to make chips because in the future it wants to be independent in this area, and the US has been blocking China's access to these chips. What the US wants from China is better access to its rare earths to be used in, say, vehicle manufacturing. But in terms of these talks, we are guessing, really. We don't have an agenda. But the fact that these two very high-powered negotiating teams are having these talks, that is at least a step in the right direction.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald reporting. President Trump's new ban on travel to the United States by citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries is now in effect. That ban took effect on Monday and comes as tensions escalate over the president's campaign of immigration enforcement. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point. This is SRN News. Bad news from Cuba.
Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that the communist government on the island nation is in the midst of a crackdown on religious freedom. Both registered churches and unregistered ones are being targeted with harassment and surveillance. There was a period after the turn of the 21st century when it appeared that Cuban authorities were going to relax the repression and leave Christians alone, but since then they've done an about-face. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court continues to enhance its reputation as a defender of religious freedom, a reputation built by its frequent unanimous decisions on the issue. Last week's liberals and conservatives joined together in finding a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The High Court said the state's tax decisions created an advantage for groups with a more overtly religious tone in their daily work. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted closer to their record as the world's two largest economies begin talks on trade that could help avoid a recession. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% and is 2.3% below the record it reached back in February. The Dow was flat. The Nasdaq composite rose 0.3%. Markets are waiting to hear what comes of trade talks between the United States and China that are taking place in London. Treasury yields slipped after a survey suggested consumers' expectations for coming inflation eased. Chinese stocks did rise, while indexes were mixed across the rest of Asia and Europe. The Dow was down 1 point to close at 42,761. The Nasdaq gained 61 to 19,591. The S&P 500 was up 5 points to 6,005. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.